You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Scientists and physicians have become increasingly worried that low level of environmental toxins and chemicals may have significant damaging effects on our bodies and as well as the vulnerable fetuses. Now, studies are now showing that some of these chemicals that are all around us have the ability to interfere with our endocrine system, which regulate the hormones that control our weight, our biorhythms, and reproduction. And these chemical exposures may contribute to different kinds of diseases such as obesity, endometriosis, diabetes, even autism, allergies, cancer, and much more. Now today we have Dr. Robert Silverman, a chiropractic physician, certified nutrition expert, and best-selling author of Inside Out Health, a revolutionary approach to your body. Thanks for being here on Wellness for Life, Dr. Robert.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm excited about this.
Me too. You know, my book, I have a book called The 7-Day Allergy Makeover. It's all about allergies and environmental issues. I go into a lot of environmental toxins and chemicals that can wreak havoc to our immune system and body and cause allergies, inflammation. Now, what I love about your book, Inside Out Health, is that in your third chapter, you talk about, what is it called? The title, Toxins, Toxins, Toxins. So let's talk about toxins now.
Absolutely. I mean, we live in a toxic world. It's amazing. Just envision ourselves. I live in New York, and I tell you to meet me in the city. We walk out in the city, and we walk outside, and we're hit with secondary smoke. Secondary smoke from what? The rooftops, from the cars, from somebody smoking a cigarette. They're all toxins. Then we go decide we're going to go get something to eat, and it's not organic. It's full of pesticides. It was used in a soil that had tons and tons of toxins. God forbid that it was GMO. We are exposed. Do you know that the average American uses 9 healthcare products, exposes them to 123 chemicals, which gets absorbed in their body within 26 seconds?
Oh, I know that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm so glad you're shouting it out today because the, you know, average American do not know that. They don't even look at the labels, right? Dr. Robert, I mean, I think you've got to look at what you're putting on your body, in your body, and even breathing in, just like what you're talking regarding the toxic fumes coming from the outside.
Absolutely. We live in a toxic world, and you know that as well as anybody. And that's one of the things that I tell everybody. You know, you've got to try and change your environment or control your environment as much as you can. Unfortunately, we can't control what everybody else does outside, so therefore we have to take care of ourselves. And we have to follow some simple steps to do so. So one of the things that I talk about, and I know you know this although all so well, is we have to detox. Remember, detox is not a cleanse. Detox is not a fast. Detoxification is a process that should be conducted and supervised by a healthcare practitioner because you're dealing with an organ and you're enabling yourself to help people with hormones.
You know, I like that you were talking about detoxification because what you're saying is because we're exposed to toxins every day, you know, the truth is our cells naturally, we have our own detoxification mechanism that we do properly. And that's the reason why we defecate and we poop out. That's why we urinate. That's why we sweat it out. But what you're saying is that because we're overloaded with toxins, we need extra help. And that's where the doctors come in to guide you.
Absolutely. And it's a great example. You have a few ways of getting rid of it. You mentioned those three. I always said sweat, pee-pee, and poopy. Those are the three. But the problem is, what happens if we can't get them out? Or we can't get them out efficiently? Well, where are they? Well, number one spot would be liver, small reservoir for the liver. The number two spot, our biggest reservoir, are fat cells. So we could simply say fat cells are depositories for toxins. In the third place, believe it or not, is something called our extracellular matrix. Not trying to get too technical, but that's attached with our muscles. So amazingly, how many people have muscle aches? They suffer from fatigue, things like fibromyalgia. That clearly implies toxic overload.
That's right. You know, in my practice, I actually work with a lot of the methyl genetics factors. And that's basically genetic issues, genetic variants that actually show whether or not you're a good detoxifier or not. And more often than not, Dr. Robert, I find that people have trouble cleansing out their bodies. So you're absolutely correct that we've got to give support in these other ways in detoxing. And I'm someone that's a big believer in using the skin as because it's the largest organ, but it's a one way to cleanse out these toxins. What do you put in your book? What did you actually add as a strong proponent to detoxification?
Well, clearly, like you said, I'm a big believer in diet. Change the diet. We don't want anything that will stimulate inflammation. So I'm a big anti-inflammatory guy. So what does that mean? No gluten, no dairy, no sugar. Stop crying outside, patients. You shouldn't be eating these things. Then I promote some specific kind of medical foods. These medical foods have specific nutrients that are pointed at stimulating enzymatic reactions within the liver to enable you to break down these toxins. The reason that we consume a diet low in inflammation and higher in greens is because once we're able to break the toxin down in the liver, that greens and that good diet raises their pH and allows the toxin to go to the kidney to be urinated out. And of course, I'm a big proponent of probiotics. A probiotic is excellent because it enables some of the toxins, most commonly like an estrogen, to be able to get pooped out. So those are a few of the overriding themes I like to do with a detox. And I'm a big proponent, I'll say it again, they should not be going to the local store to get a detox. They need to go to a healthcare practitioner who really understands the vastness and the difficulty of what a detoxification process truly is.
With your medical foods, can you talk a little bit more about that? Are they shakes? Are they prepared meals?
They are shakes. People still eat, but they are shakes because the shake, you know, it's interesting. You need a lot of nutrients at a certain point to detox. And do you know how many pounds of kale you would be required to eat to get all the nutrients? So the shakes have a high level of nutrients. They've been synthesized to give more than normal because a repleted human cell cannot be repleted from food alone. It just takes too long. So once we replete the cell, we're then able to keep them on a therapeutic lifestyle change, a good diet, and therefore they'll be healthy. But when it's decreased and not functioning well, it just takes too long.
No, I totally agree on that. You know, one time I was trying to take a look at how many fruits and vegetables do I have to eat to get 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I actually take about 2,000, sometimes 3,000 a day of vitamin C. It was 11 cups of fruits and vegetables. And now who's going to do that? All you're going to be doing is literally having a bloated, gassy belly if you eat so much, right?
Absolutely. And like you said, the average American should be consuming 9 to 13 fruits and vegetables per day. And who really is? And that's why you need, hence the idea of supplementation.
Right. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, I like what you talked about earlier about what happens to our extracellular matrix. Not a lot of people know about it, but let's talk about that and why it's so important to be able to address it during your detox.
Well, extracellular matrix truly refers to everything outside the bone, the structures like ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and the big guy, the fascia. The fascia is interesting in that it's the saran wrap of the body. So if everybody could envision, I'll try and be as evocative as I can, envision salmon with a white film on top. That's fascia. That's your overlying fascia. When you open up or peel apart the salmon, you see that white film. That's fascia in between the meat of the bones. Or as my wife loves to say, when she pulls on the skin on the chicken, that little white thing, that's fascia. So all these things outside the bone are extracellular matrix. So imagine toxins being housed in these extracellular matrix. We're chiropractors. Our original concept was central nervous system, muscles, and like. We've just branched out onto multiple systems now being functional medicine practitioners. But most people have muscle aches. Most people have dysfunction within their musculoskeletal system, and that could be attributed to an increase in the storage of toxins in your extracellular matrix.
So we're talking about toxins that we deal with, chemicals. You're talking about pollution. I know for a fact that heavy metals will do the exact same thing. They are stored in fat. Anything else that you like to detox out?
Oh, absolutely. When we were talking about heavy metals and things like that, you want to know the number one toxin that women are exposed to? Tampons. Tampons and sanitary napkins are number one, and that's because 94% of the tampon is made with cotton, and cotton is all GMO. The applicator, to make it easier to use, is full of phthalates. So things of that nature, plastic bottles, BPA, oh my goodness. Canada banned it, but it didn't do any good because it got BPS, and that didn't work all that well for hyperactivity. BPA is a huge component. BPA is in our currency. You know, when you touch dollar bills, full of BPA. The credit card receipt, full of BPA. My boarding pass, I'm going to be flying to California to give a lecture. My boarding pass, BPA. The magazine I'm going to read, the book I'm going to read, the paper, BPA.
Well, for listeners who don't know what BPA is, it's called bisphenol A, and it's actually a type of plastic. It's a plastic that actually has what's called xenobiotics or xenoestrogens, and they are endocrine disruptors, so it'll affect your endocrine system. And, of course, can even trigger possibility it could be carcinogenic. Isn't that right?
Yeah, very carcinogenic. Good call. Also, BPA for my fellow male Americans, lowers testosterone. BPA
right.
Also, yeah, ovarian cancer.
Right.
It's and both sides of the coin.
And another thing that kids that all get these sealants in their mouth, that's BPA too. So I tell my patients, don't get your children, the dentist, don't let the dentist put these sealants, and they just do it automatically. It's amazing what they do. They don't really even talk about what it is, and they just say, oh, it's going to prevent cavities, but it's also going to cause other problems. And we know that Americans children, their hormones are all imbalanced, and we've got obesity going on, so I think it might be related in some degree.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great point. They're finding out that higher levels of BPA in different research studies have shown a higher increase with children's obesity.
Right, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about this, the program you've got. So in your program, in your book, you talk about, changing your diet, changing your environment, and then we've got some medical foods going in there. What else?
Exercise, change your lifestyle, diet. Specific, we talked about the probiotic. We talked about the medical food. You want to have specific nutrients also to bifunctionally have a transformation. Bifunctionally, what I mean is work with both halves of the liver. During detox, the liver split into two halves, the first half, the second half are phase one and phase two. So you're looking at specific nutrients like green tea catechins, glucosinoid water chestnuts. You're looking at specific nutrients that are known. Milk thistle. What a great way to help detox enzymes in the liver. So you're looking at specific things like that. And again, if I can't emphasize it enough, diet. A good, qualified diet. Organic food. Farm food with no pesticides. There's only 7% of U.S. soil left to farm organically. And that poses a major issue. If we can't get ourselves healthy foods without the pesticides, imagine what our children are going to suffer from.
There's no doubt our future, we're in trouble because, I don't know about your age, but I come from, way back, and we were so much healthier when we were younger. And our kids are definitely getting the brunt of the toxicity. For instance, my son Cody, he's 22 years old now, but when he was in utero, I didn't know this, but I had a cracked amalgam filling. And it ended up affecting him. And so he had what's called fetal metal syndrome. So when he came out, I wrote this all in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, about his history and how he had such severe inflammatory problems in his gut, his brain, and his immunity just went way overboard and hyperreactive because it was so loaded with toxins. And at a very young age, we started detoxing him from these heavy metals. How I found out, Dr. Robert, was I actually shaved his entire head off. At five months old, I shaved his head and used that hair to figure out that he had high levels of mercury in his body. It was crazy.
Unbelievable. And I bet you that put you without question, or at least gave you more resolve to start fixing everybody that sat in front of you and attack them from a functional medicine system, not symptom standpoint.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You just got to go to the root cause, you know, and not patch it up and using drugs or something else. But I found that as you did in your book and what you do with your patients is that it all comes from dealing with everything that goes into your body, food and environment and, you know, and even stress. Stresses to me are toxic, don't you think?
Absolutely. Stress is hugely toxic. Stress has been found to change the hormones. Cortisol is definitely not a positive hormone. Stress also compromises the gut. And the gut is where 70% of our immune cells are housed. And its second feature or property is to absorb macro and micronutrients, both foods and vitamins. So
right,
stress is deleterious.
Don't you find that this is what I see in so many patients who come in with fatigue is that they're actually nutrient deficient. Even if they eat good foods, their body doesn't process it well and they can't extract it. So I want to know why, what do you believe in that? I mean, do you believe that's true? And why do you think that's happening?
You know, it's so funny. I just had a call from, and you can, I'm sure you can relate to this. I just had a call from a personal trainer and he said, you know, this gut, this leaky gut concept, which is where we're going down this road. If someone has leaky gut, can they gain weight? And I'm like, sure, because think about this. They're eating food. They're not absorbing it because the gut is permeable and doesn't have villi and is unable to absorb its necessary nutrients. You want nutrients. So what do? You keep eating. You keep eating, and you get an immense or increased caloric intake, and you get heavy from it. So I think that question really speaks to what we were just trying to talk about.
Right, right. And, you know, fatigue, like I believe that you believe this as well, is definitely what everyone complains about, and even little children. And children should not feel fatigue. I wrote a book called Mighty Mito. It's my second book that I published this year, and it's all about energy and mitochondrial health. And kids, you know, when you see them, they're like unlimited amount of energy, and that's because they have amazing amount of mitochondria, healthy mitochondria, at least we would hope. Nowadays, even young people are complaining of fatigue. What is your take on that, and do you believe it's all about toxins?
I think it's a great start with the toxins and the mitochondria. You know, when you talk about that, you know, mitochondria, obviously the powerhouse of the cell, going to make ATP. And when you speak about fatigue and lack of mitochondrial function, think about the number one house where mitochondria is the largest amount, the brain. And then think of the other organs that deal with mitochondria, like cardiac, heart tissue, kidney, and liver. So I do believe that toxins are a major component. And I also believe, you know, as we talk, the gut, because, you know, again, the gut is the house where all our immune system is, and the gut will lead to toxins being thrown at the liver. 25% of them come through the portal vein, and the other 75% through the blood system. So I do believe that toxins and a compromise in the gut and liver function is going to lead to fatigue and a lot of other conditions where people are saying that they just don't feel well. The most interesting thing is the number one complaint in a doctor's office, and you know this very well, is fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Now, with your toxic, you know, detoxing and cleansing, how many times a year do you think people should be doing that?
Great question. I'm a big proponent in a spring and a fall cleaning. So I believe in two, at minimum of 10-day detoxes if you don't have any real, true health care issues. I do it twice a year. All my patients are on it twice a year, and they find it to be extraordinarily beneficial. I'll tell you what, if you're not sure you need a detox, ask yourself a few questions right now if you're a listener. Do you have rings under your eyes? Are you happy with the way your hair looks? How's your energy level? How's the rings under your eyes? How's your skin look? How are you doing trying to change your body composition? If you're not happy with any one of those symptomologies, you probably would benefit from a detoxification program.
Okay, twice a year in 10 days. I mean, we can all do that, that's for sure. Now, in my practice, I actually have what's called a far infrared sauna. Do you use that as well?
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think that's great. I send mine out because I ran out of space here, but I'm a big proponent of the infrared sauna. What a great idea.
Yeah, and all together, as if you can start to get the toxins out, because I just read an article saying that you can get the toxins out through your skin, like 30 to 45% higher levels of chemicals, solvents, VOCs, you name it. It comes out through your skin and heavy metals. So the skin is one of my favorite ways. And any other, so emphasize exercise, detoxing, anything else that we've got to do during a cleanse?
Relaxation. I'm getting some rest. You know, I live in the Northeast. I'm in New York. And I can tell you a lot of my patients are sleeping 4 hours of sleep. I love everybody to get some rest. Take 15 to 20 minutes every day and just shut down and relax. Not necessarily meditate, but just take a load off, if you will. I think that's a big proponent. Yeah, the exercise, the food, the supplements. But I need people to be able to just turn the volume down.
So just obviously, you know, when we do rest, the whole idea is to get the sympathetic dominant state to go down and balance it out so you're not in this fight-flight state. And when that happens, you can actually rejuvenate your cells, restore your cells, and you don't even have to sleep, really. Really, even just a meditative state will do that, don't you think?
Absolutely. Like you said, you don't have to go to sleep. You just have to put yourself in a quiet room and just shut down. I call it get in that zone. It's kind of like being a former athlete. Doesn't matter how many people are screaming. Doesn't mind. You shouldn't mind what's going on. All you should do is just put it all out.
So I live in a pretty toxic city as well. I live in Los Angeles. And, you know, you're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast of the worst when it comes to chemicals. I'd like to know what you do every day. What is your daily practices, mantras, activities that keep you in good health and shape?
Well, when I'm around, like today, I've got the limo waiting upstairs. I'm going to race out to California. When I'm home, I adhere to a high-intensity interval training system. So I use specific kettlebells, body weight, occasionally barbells. I like my barbells. I still do. And I work in that fashion where I'm trying to get my heart rate up. When I'm on the road, I do all body weight because I have a hotel room or a hotel gym. But the basic concept is I believe that everybody should get some form of exercise, at the minimum 10,000 steps a day. Everybody needs to move.
So movement is key for you.
Movement is without question key. Some form of getting your heart rate up, some form of weight resistance, body weight resistance is good, and some form of flexibility. Everything leads down the path of stability to mobility to flexibility.
Okay, so you gave us some great ideas. What you love to do is move, obviously. You talked about high-intensity interval training there, Dr. Robert. And, you know, I write about that in my Mito book, that it's really excellent to increase the numbers of your Mitos, your mitochondria, to optimize your ability to produce energy. And then you also went into, you do other things. But I'd like to know also, what kind of supplements do you take daily?
Absolutely. I call it my super five, if you will. So I'm a big proponent that everybody could supplement themselves for better performance and overall health by taking a PhytoMulti, which is a multivitamin, a multimineral, and it has phytonutrients. Phytonutrients enable the cells to speak to each other clearer, and we're made up of cells. So what's essentially occurring on is we're going to get a better health signal. And in addition, 52% via data, we've shown to increase DNA stability. So a good PhytoMulti is going to enable us to have anti-aging. An omega-3 fatty acid, EPA and DHA are critical elements to overall health, keeping our body fat down and decreasing inflammation. Vitamin D, really we also call it hormone D, especially with me in the Northeast where I don't get enough sun, I don't get those UV rays rated at a 3, between 10 and 3 for most of the year. Vitamin D is a fabulous adjunct to enable us not to have musculoskeletal failures, and vitamin D has shown to put a brake on some of our immunocompromises. As I said before, probiotic, 70% of our immune cells are in our gut. We need it in the billions. Just remember, when you pick a probiotic, make sure that genus, species, and strain are signified. Genus, species, and strain, just like Lactobacillus acidophilus and CFM. Mm-hmm. And finally, maybe the biggest takeaway, we talked about it before, a good fruit and green drink where we consume 9 to 13 fruits and vegetables, it's hard to eat that. So we need to supplement that. That would be my super five for everybody out there and every doctor out there.
I'm right there with you. Every morning I got all those supplements and some more anti-aging formulas. But the greens are key. But you've got to get greens that are organic. Because if you eat, have greens that are not organic, then obviously you're going to produce more, put more toxins into your body and having an ill effect on all of your organs and glands and tissues, right?
Agreed. You know, it's so funny you said organic. Like I said, I'm on my way to the airport, and what do I have? Some organic free-range eggs and an organic avocado, and I'm picking it on because that's going to be my plain meal. Some strips. And I've got
that's
that
great. So you're a really healthy traveler as well. Good for you. All right. So where can we get your book?
My book, you can hit my website. Be happy to share it with you. My website is drrobertsilverman.com. You can go to Amazon and go get it on Amazon. Once again, the name of the book is Inside Out Health, A Revolutionary Approach to Your Body. And it was an Amazon bestseller. It came out in August. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, I'm really excited for you. So happy that you came on our Wellness for Life show here on Radio MD. Oh, gosh, thanks again. And we're going to have you come back and share more of your amazing information with our listeners. Thanks, Dr. Robert.
Thanks so much for having me. And everybody, remember, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live.
That's right. Good point. All right. Okay, so love all of Dr. Robert Silverman's information. You can go to drrobertsilverman.com, and that's drrobertsilverman.com. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Thank you. Stay well.